Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, let's start with Detroit. Yesterday, the city reached a tentative deal with its biggest opponent in bankruptcy court, Cencora. Give us the details.
Well, this certainly looks momentous. It has to be approved, of course, by some banks and the bankruptcy judge, but it essentially would give Cencora a lot more money than the city was offering, not as much as they wanted, but they'll get about $23 million in bonds. They get the right to lease the city's major parking garage under Grand Circus Park, an extension of their lease on the Detroit Winter Tunnel, and sort of a credit slip that in all probability will mean they'll be able to buy the Joe Louis Arena when the Red Wings move out. Beyond that, this settlement holds up. It'll increase pressure on the last remaining creditors to hold, to sort of surrender or face a cram down, and it means that the end to the bankruptcy could be in sight. This could all be done sometime this fall.
And yesterday, the city also reached a new deal on a new water authority. Give us a rundown on how this will affect residents and the city.
Well, this is really a momentous day, and this the solution looks deceptively simple. It was sort of the only reason this happened was because the bankruptcy judge, Stephen Rhodes, the suburbs knew they had no choice but to go along or to have it again crammed down their throat. That's a literal term they use for this. And the city, there'll be a new Great Lakes Water Authority. The city will have two votes. The other counties will each have one. The governor will appoint one for people outside the system. And to do any major changes, you have to have five of six people agreeing. So I think suburbs will also give the city some money to help improve the system, $50 million a year, I believe, but the system will remain in the hands of the city. This is something, as I'm going to say at 1:30, that a political science class could have designed, but for political pressures was impossible until now. So this yesterday was really a historic day.
And let's move on to Lansing now. The state legislature is back. Out of the many topics lawmakers could discuss, what issues will you be following in the weeks ahead, Jack?
Well, it's unlikely they're going to do anything highly controversial. They're facing an election, and not only are they afraid of risking something, neither party wants the other party to get control, to get credit for it. On the other hand, of course, there's this huge pressure about the roads. It'll be interesting to see if they can do some kind of a roads deal. There's this bizarre anomaly with the Michigan business tax, where a Supreme Court ruling makes it look like out-of-state companies get treated better than in-state companies. They may fix that, but I think there's a chance they'll do something on the roads, but more than likely that will wait till the lame duck session, and I really don't see them doing anything major on civil rights, extending the Elliott Larson Act to protect same-sex relationships. I don't think you're going to see anything that's going to rock the boat very much before November.
All right, Jack, thanks for your insights.
Have a great day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.